This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Selwyn Hughes is the gifted Christian pastor and author, and he tells of a day he sitting in a cafe having a break, and he heard two women nearby talking about the bad weather that was happening at the time. And one of them looked out the window and saw the rain pouring down and saw a man sweeping the road, no protection. And she said, "Look at that poor man out there getting soaked by the rain." And the other woman said, "Well, he's only a road sweeper. The man I really feel sorry for is that well-dressed gentleman standing over there at the bus stop. He must feel really terrible, caught in this sudden downpour." What was really going on in that conversation? I think there was a sense of superiority, feeling that a man's dress, what he does, actually defines who he is. Was it the fact that the road sweeper was not as important or valued as the man in the suit? Now, I think this is about being judgmental or feeling superior for all the wrong reasons. I mean, how can you tell a person's worth by the job they do? How did she know that the road sweeper there was less important than the well-dressed man? How would she know? It's easy, isn't it, to mistake a person's character by their appearance and to be totally wrong. We really cannot judge people by their appearance. And there's a tendency, I guess, for us to do it, to judge people by what they do. If you've got an impressive job, for example, or the title of your job is very impressive, others will be interested. But a road sweeper, I mean, what's wrong with that? So here's the problem. We've got to realize that every person has intrinsic worth that's irrespective of their age, their gender, religion, or culture. The quality of a person is no more a function of their job than is their intelligence a function of where they went to school. On the night on TV, back in April 2009, Britain's Got Talent, this was in the UK, a shy middle-aged church volunteer marched on the stage, and you could almost hear this collective groan rising from the audience. And you know who it was? It was Susan Boyle. Here was Susan. She wasn't married, didn't have a job, lived with her cat in a tiny cottage in a far-off corner of Scotland. Well, Susan Boyle opened her mouth and began to sing "I Dreamed a Dream," a lyric from the musical Les Mis. Well, the transformation, an ugly duckling, I suppose, turned into a supreme swan, could be sensed immediately. And one of the viewers of the YouTube clip said it was one of those perfect moments. We witness so few of them in our lives when negativity, prejudice, separation are transformed into beauty and appreciation and unity. That's the way that particular viewer saw it. So you never know, do you, what someone's like just by judging their appearance. And have you ever felt, or fell rather, into that trap of judging others? A young couple moved to a new neighbourhood, and the next morning they were eating breakfast and the young woman saw her neighbour hanging her washing outside. That laundry is not very clean. She doesn't know how to wash properly. Maybe she needs better laundry soap. Well, her husband looked on. He didn't say anything. But every time her neighbour went to hang out her washing, the young woman, she'd say the same thing. Then about a month later, the woman was surprised to see a nice clean wash on the line. "Look," she said to her husband, "she's actually learned how to wash properly. I wonder who taught her." And the husband said, "I got up early this morning and cleaned our windows." How easy it is to have a wrong view of others, to, without knowing the facts, we do make judgments on people. And as I said, we get it wrong. If we want people to respect us, I think we need to treat them with respect as well. It was like Jesus who said in Matthew 7, "Don't condemn others, and God won't condemn you. God will be as hard on you as you are on others. He will treat you exactly as you treat them." And the Message paraphrase says, "Don't pick on other people and jump on their failures, criticize their faults, unless you, of course, you want the same treatment." So if Jesus were here, he'd probably say, "How do you want to be treated?" Favorably, we'd say, "Well, you treat others favorably." So we know these things happen. Lord, how really wrong it is for us to look down on others. Give us the grace and the understanding and the non-judgment view, Lord, to help others along the way. For fear, Lord, that we will also fall into that trap. So just help us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.